Rainey here at the helm, of course, of the ship as we're steering it into some pretty choppy waters. To the left of left and right of right and somewhere in between. You know, it's not so much about your political stripes, it's about the conversation. And always we go inside the Beltway with our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. A lot of things are happening, including deals, or lack of deals. Now the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has to go with hat in hand, I guess, and talk to the Democrats, huh?
Very, very much. And in fact, I mean, the vote was really quite astounding. Here you have a vote of 271 to 158, 85 Democrats vote with Boehner. 54 Republicans voted against, and he clearly needed them. And what the GOP 54, the Tea Party people are saying, well, we want to take $100 billion from this year's budget. Well, we're 5.5 months into the year. You have $1.3 trillion of discretionary. Half of that's defense. So if you take it and it's, let's say, $650 million for the whole half year, and then you – it's a half year, so you've already spent, what, 325 of it, and right. Then you want to take $100 billion from that, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's fuzzy math and then some. It's not going to work.
Not at all.
No, absolutely not.
And so that's where you've got it. And Boehner is a realist. I mean, he's not. He may not be my realist, but he's certainly a realist, and he knows you can't do it. And these Tea Party people, a lot. You know, I know a guy from Ohio. I mean, he's never had any legislative experience. He defeated the Congress member who was a friend of mine, and he's just, you know, he's going to do it. He's elected. He's going to do the people's work. Okay.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck trying to find out how you can do that, absolutely. I mean, yeah, you're right, 100%. Let's move to something that, of course, that shook us all to the core, no pun intended, what we're watching unfold in Japan. Oh, Ellen, it's like the trifecta for those poor people. First you have the earthquake, then the tsunami, and now with what's happening with the nukes and staying indoors and what's the radiation amount and all that sort of stuff. What's the reaction to the nuke angle out of D.C.?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the White House has not said a whole heck of a lot. We do know that they are sending people from the Livermore laboratories to work on this. This is a huge issue, obviously. The Livermore laboratories are actually, what they're doing is they are modeling, A, what would happen if these rods melt, and but two, what happens if the radiation gets to the California coast. And, you know, the Surgeon General told people to get the iodine pills. So now there's a run on iodine pills on the coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just unbelievable.
It is. It is unbelievable.
And a couple other interesting things about that. There is obviously going to be a congressional investigation, but there are, according to Bernie Sanders, 23 plants in the United States that are of the same design, these Mark I designs. And in Japan, 5 out of the 6 of these nuclear plants are the Mark I design. And 35 years ago, 2 people resigned because they felt the Mark I was a bad design.
Yikes. I didn't know that.
And he felt that, and this Dale Bridenbaugh, the guy who designed, resigned. I'm sorry, I probably didn't pronounce his name right. But he said they didn't take in account the dynamic loads, what would happen if you lost coolant.
Ooh, that's scary. And you said 23 plants in the U.S. Wow. Yeah, I don't like those numbers.
So I think they're going to definitely have hearings on this, and then the Democrats, you know, are going to bring this guy back who resigned, and then they're going to get into how they this happened, and, you know, it'll be the typical congressional hearing.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, last one, Ellen. Petraeus, General Petraeus, is on the Hill, and he was getting grilled over what's the deal on Afghanistan, because certainly, as a headline I read, it's dead on. We're getting mixed messages about when the pullout is. It was supposed to be 2014, but now that might change. What's the latest on that?
Well, I think that the latest on that is that he was before the Armed Services Committee. He basically said the Taliban has been solved, but he said it's going to be a tough fighting ahead, and that that there is a big problem. He said that they think they can handle it. He said there has been an increase in special operations, an increase in the interdiction of weapons from Pakistan, and that they have been very concerned about civilian catastrophes and casualties. And he said that there has actually been a 20% decrease in that, even though there's been an increase in NATO forces. But he said we're definitely not out of the woods, although he expects there's going to be a drawdown soon.
All right, drawdown soon.
Summer.
Drawdown by the summer.
We'll
mark it on our calendars and see if that date changes. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. So once again, thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard what Ellen had to say there. Great information about the nuclear plant in Japan. Let me give you an update on that. The workers have been pulled from that plant because of the radiation surge. If you're talking about a 19-mile area, everybody told to stay inside at this point. You also heard Ellen mention that pills are flying off the shelves on the West Coast for fear of the radiation coming there. But radiation, as I was told today in a conversation, coming directly from that nuclear plant that's been crippled. The radiation that comes out and is in the atmosphere would then drop, and it would dissipate before it would hit the West Coast. But can you blame people for being concerned about it? So the question then becomes, well, does this just put the brakes on anything nuclear once again? Not that we were gangbusters building plants all over the place and whatnot. Certainly that wasn't what was happening. However, it's like you think of Three Mile Island. And Three Mile Island really iced it for a lot of people. And that was kind of in the rearview mirror. So President Obama himself was talking about nuclear development. You looked at what was going on in France, or what is going on in France, and the kind of energy that they're using. What is it? Nuclear energy. But because now of this situation and what Ellen was talking about, the 26 plants that are designed the same way, knowing there's going to be a hearing on that, I bet you anything that we're not going to see anybody pushing for nuclear power. Those that have the vote, I'm saying. I don't think so. You might disagree. Keep this number handy for later in the show, because we have the two Stevens coming up. Stephen Shohat to talk Hollywood stuff, and we also have Steve Budin coming on to talk, because we thought we'd lighten the load with all this heavy, heavy conversation. Steve Budin coming on, our pal, to analyze for us, give us some tips on the brackets. But the number for the tail end of the show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Hang through.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
So once again, here in America tonight, we don't want to forget the situation in Japan. Of course, serious stuff. We've been talking about it. I've been talking to people off the air about this. Remember, you can send me what you think should happen as far as proceeding with a nuclear power strategy here in the United States. What do you think, yay or nay? Send that to americatonight.net. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we'll also talk to you on the phone lines. The number 800-259-5791. As far as a nuclear reactor, another one on fire in Japan. Two workers are missing after the new explosion. Boy, it just, the bad news just keeps on coming in this situation. Like I said, the trifecta, the earthquake, the tsunami, and the nuclear plant, as they try desperately to do whatever they can to cool those reactors. We turn now. We do each and every week to entertainment. There's always so much to talk about in the entertainment world. And you know what? It's a great escape. Let's face it. It's a great escape. I'm a huge movie fan. Many of you are movie fans. And I've now been told by at least a dozen people to go see Inside Job. So I'll tell you what, this weekend we're going to preview, we're going to screen Inside Job and give you our cheap movie review coming back on the flip side on Sunday. But he is Mr. Movie. He is Mr. Trivia, Mr. Knowledge when it comes to anything Hollywood. Stephen Showett, Hollywood Stories, the best. You got to check out his blog and also his book as well. There's always something to talk about, whether it's old Hollywood or new Hollywood. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, very good, Kay. How you doing?
I'll tell you what, on the West Coast, Japan weighs heavy on the people's minds, too, because there was a thought about the tsunami possibly hitting the West Coast, which it did in Northern California, but not Southern California. And I just have a question about this. I heard a lot of celebrities are, and this isn't a surprise, I guess, but are getting behind relief efforts to Japan. Is that being talked about a lot in L.A.?
Well, you know, I've been looking personally. I haven't really been paying attention to the celebrities. I've been looking personally to see what charity, you know, I feel comfortable giving money to. And you know, I've been talking with family members about that. But I have to say that I'm not totally up on what the celebrities are doing as far as that goes. But I'm sure they are. You know, there's a lot of very well-meaning people. You know, everybody feels awful about this. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be trying to do positive things, and maybe they won't be announcing it publicly. Some of them.
Yeah, I think I salute any of them that don't announce it publicly because they don't want the praise. A lot of times it leaks out. But I heard there may be someone putting together a telethon. We'll see if that happens. But the other news is, and we're going to talk about Michael Caine here in a second. I love the great Michael Caine. But Charlie Sheen, this is crazy. Live shows sell out in seconds. People can't get enough of Charlie Sheen. What is it, Stephen?
I don't know. I'm burned out on it. I would think he would be burned out of it. He told In Style magazine that he's losing his mind. You know, his lawyer wants all the bullets taken out of his gun. I mean, it's just too much at this point. I would think people would OD on it, but, you know, apparently not. I don't know if people want to see a meltdown of somebody or, you know, what the fascination is, but it's, you know, it was interesting for a little while as far as I'm concerned, but it's just getting very old. And, I'm curious, about his work as an actor and of course, if he gets his health back and will people feel confident working with him again? I'm also curious about the show, which is such a 2.5 Men, I mean, which is such a cash cow. Will they accept Rob Lowe, for example, as Charlie Sheen's replacement? Charlie Sheen's endorsed him already. Of course, they both are old friends, went to Santa Monica High School together. I'm curious about things like that, but as hearing him sort of rant and rave and say duh like that all the time, you know, I don't know what to say.
I agree. I agree with you. I'm curious about fast forwarding it, but other than that, the fascination is over. I mean, he's getting his 15 minutes plus, and he was an actor who had some great roles and has been around for a long time and had staying power and had some commercial success in television, like you mentioned. So now it's another version of Charlie Sheen, I guess. Let's talk about the great Michael Caine celebrating. He's not quite yet 80, but a big birthday for him. He's got a wide swath of work, a body of work, doesn't he?
78. He's such a funny guy. You just have to be a fan of Michael Caine, I think, personally. I mean, you know, he was one story he was recently telling that, you know, a few years back when he made the movie Secondhand Lions, he went from London to Texas, and he was detained in London as a terrorist threat. And the security brought him in, and they said, well, you fit the profile. It turned out that his wife, Shakira, who's Muslim, had left the day before with all the luggage. And so here he was traveling without luggage, and he came under suspicion. So the guy is interviewing, asking him questions, and he said, oh, by the way, I loved you in The Man Who Would Be King.
How did he handle that?
Well, you know, I think that ended the suspicion, hopefully, and he got to travel on, you know. So he's just full of, funny, wonderful stories all the time. I mean, when I was researching my book, Hollywood Stories, the two best storytellers, as far as having autobiographies and just having a lot of fun anecdotes with the late David Niven and Michael Caine. Just one story after the next. Like, for example, when he got married, he had actually seen Shakira in a Maxwell House coffee commercial, and he contacted the producer and said, you know, Michael Caine would like to meet her and go out with her. And then a couple of days later, she contacted him and said, you know, I don't usually go out with actors, but I've seen your movie. I'd love to go out with you. And so, they started dating, and then he was making the movie Sleuth, And she came to the set and told him tearfully that she was pregnant. And he goes, well, that's wonderful. I want to marry you. And she goes, oh, I thought you were going to treat me like you treat those women in the movie Alfie. And you know, he was very happy, and they ended up getting married. And then they spent their honeymoon at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, the same hotel that was used in the movie Pretty Woman. So they love Michael Caine there. And they said, Michael, Shakira, in honor of your honeymoon, we present you with the authentic Indian honeymoon suite. So they go into the suite. Shakira can't believe it. There's a bed hanging from the ceiling, and there are bells underneath the bed, and there's a card on the bed that says, this is an Indian tradition. The neighbors like to hear the bells go off for the happy honeymoon couple. And Shakira says, Michael, this is nonsense. We have nothing like this in India. We're worried, you know, in India about overpopulation. Nobody wants to hear the bells go off on their honeymoon night. And he goes, I know, darling, but let's just get some sleep. But they couldn't get any sleep because of the bells. So Michael Caine on his honeymoon night ended up ordering 4 hamburgers from room service and stuffed the buns into the bells just so they could get through the night.
You gotta love that. Oh, and you know what?
Yeah.
It's funny. You look at, like I said, the wide swath of work from even if you go to in the 2000s, Miss Congeniality. I thought he was hysterical in that movie. Then The Quiet American, which was a vastly different from that kind of movie. You could go back to Cider House Rules and, you know, endless amounts of movies from the 90s,
endless.
The 80s, yeah, and the 70s. Do you have a favorite Michael Caine movie?
Oh, you know, I like so many of them. I like the one where he played the actor who was pretending to be Sherlock Holmes without a clue. I liked when he played the playwright in the movie Death Trap with Christopher Reeve. You know, I'm a fan of the Batman movies, so I like The Dark Knight. And you know, fate takes such a hand in your career. Michael Caine actually was the reason he got the role of Alfred the Butler in The Dark Knight is because Anthony Hopkins, maybe not wanting to play a butler again after the movie Howard's End, turned it down. You know, now he's got this great, fantastic new career. I mean, it's just so fascinating that you could have Gene Hackman and Michael Caine exactly the same age. And Gene Hackman made the movie Welcome to Mooseport. And ever since then, he hasn't worked. It's been about 7 years. And he has been sort of forced into retirement. And Michael Caine, on the other hand, you know, got the breaks. I mean, it's skill, but it's also luck. And has had just a great career with just a bunch of very good movies. You know, the remake of Sleuth, I can't remember the name of it, the one about the Harry Carter where he played the tough guy.
Yes, yeah.
Inception. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, all these great movies in the last couple of years, and it just goes to show you how much luck plays into these things.
Yeah, what a way to end this. You're right, luck. I liked him in Educating Rita. On Rio was even a good flick. Hannah and Her Sisters, I like that movie. We could go on and on. All right, check it out, Hollywood Stories. Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
You
Hang
got it.
Us.
Thank you, Kate.
Hang with us. We're talking NCAA hoop stuff next.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Yeah.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Steve Boone, boy, do we miss him. I talked to him for, you know, I feel sort of like a second wife since we were talking to him forever and a day during the NFL season. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's over with. And he's like a long-lost husband or friend coming back to the show. Pick Nation, baby. This guy knows his stuff backwards and forwards. Steve, how are you?
I got to tell you, hands down, the best intro music out of any radio show that I do, by far, no one come close, no one touches you.
Woohoo! Sweet!
You literally have me dancing. I'm at the Encore right now in Vegas. And I got to tell you, normally, you know, we like to tape the show because I can't stay up that late. But here, there is no time, so it doesn't matter. It's always 8 o'clock at night here.
I love Vegas. I used to live in Vegas. Yeah, you could do anything. You're right. No clocks on the wall. That's intentional.
A lot of stuff here. No clocks.
Right. And whoever came up with the whatever stays in Vegas deal, you know, don't have
that's
to bring it back.
Lucky. That's if you're lucky.
That's right. That is if you're lucky. But you know what? It's interesting. It's a great place to be, actually, if you're gonna look around at some of the sports books and stuff. It's interesting to see what you get for some of these games. And, you know, kind of get the buzz. You get the buzz when you're there, don't you?
Well, this will be the most bet-on tournament in the history of Las Vegas. And it's not because there's any big superstars on any team that anyone's following. It's because finally somebody got a clue, and the NCAA, thank God, continues to play both sides of the fence when it comes to sports betting. On the one hand, they're publicly always against it, and now they strike a deal with CBS Sports and Turner Sports to, in essence, stagger the starts of each game, of all the waves of games, like an NFL Sunday, which is going to allow bettors more time to get to the window. And that's why it's going to be the most bet tournament. And I'm here, and the buzz is here. I was in the sports book tonight watching my Knicks lose. Thank God I had the plus five with Indiana at home. But, you know, and the people were there, and it was packed. And they're ready, and obviously it doesn't start for a few days yet.
Yeah, no kidding. What? First of all, what did you think of the four number ones, Ohio State, Duke, Kansas, and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, everybody was up in arms this year. Well, you know, I thought it was pretty tight. I didn't mind, you know, I really didn't mind the number one seeds. Certainly, you know, Ohio State's a bona fide number one, Kansas the same, Duke's the same. I mean, Pittsburgh, yeah, why not?
There you go. I like that. Pittsburgh, why not? I agree with you. Now, you got to give us some help. Steve, I have no idea. My head was buried in other sports. I'm being honest, I have no idea. Help us out.
No problem. And I put together 8 basic tips that I think everyone should follow. And then if you want, we can go through the bracket. I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing with my bracket.
Cool.
Everybody get their pens and paper ready, and we'll go.
We're ready.
Number one is actually the number one seeds out of the last 80 are 80-0 in the first round. So everybody just go ahead and put all your number one seeds through. Do the same thing with your number two seeds. Don't look for any miracles. Number two seeds are 76-4 in their last 80 in the first round. So all the number one seeds win, all the number two seeds win in the first round. Put them through. Now, number three, there's always a 12 seed that beats a 5 seed. In 20 of the last 22 years, there's been a number 12 seed that beats a 5 seed. I personally think, and we'll go over it again when we do my bracket, it's going to be in the Southeast this year. Utah State will beat K-State in the first round. They're going to give it to the big man, Tay Wesley, 6'7", 250 pounds. You know, I'm 250 pounds and 6'1". Wow, 6'1" with my basketball sneakers on. But, I mean, this guy can flat out get it done. He'll be the difference in that game, and that's why Utah State's only got one loss since December 4th. So that's a big one. Number four, very important, elite coaches are millionaires for a reason. Okay, coaches with previous Final Four experience have won 10 of the last 11 national championships. So, you know, eight of the 12 top three seeds have coaches with Final Four experiences. The only four that don't is Pittsburgh with Jamie Dixon, Notre Dame with Bray, BYU with Dave Rose, and Purdue with Matt Painter. And in my opinion, the only team out of those four that can go deep into this tournament is Notre Dame. Big East Player of the Year. Ben, put the ball in my hands, bro. 18.5 points. 4 assists a game. He's the man. He's a stud. He'll get it done. And by the way, I wrote that. Put the ball in my hands.
I love it.
Number 5, very important. Tired teams don't win. Connecticut, everybody loves Connecticut. They're going to be a trendy pick. Number 3 seed. I can't help but do my Dick Vitale voice every now and then. But, you know, they had a record 5 wins in 5 days, and everybody thinks they're the team with the most momentum. But at the end of the day, they're the most tired team. They're going nowhere. Another team also, Penn State, is a tired team. They're coming off four games in four days after losing the Big Ten tournament. They're going to be too pooped to play. Number 6, don't be scared of the higher seeds. At least 2 double-digit seeds are going to reach the Sweet 16. They always do. And this year I have Utah State, a 12th seed. I've got USC, an 11th seed, and Gonzaga, an 11th seed, all reaching the Sweet 16. We'll go back over that with my bracket. And then 7, believe in miracles, but don't bet on them. There will be no Cinderellas this year. everything will be there'll be no big surprises, in my opinion, and that's because of the parity, and that's because of the lack of extra superstars on any team. We're going to go back to a coach's game this year. It'll be the establishments coming back this year. That, in my opinion, that's the way it'll happen. And the last thing, number eight, look for the NBA quality players. 19 of the past 22 champions had two or more NBA first rounders. This year, Ohio State, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, and Texas all have multiple first-round NBA picks. I think they all make it to the Sweet 16, except for North Carolina. So with that,
wow.
I think I should just give you my Sweet 16.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear the Sweet 16.
All right, so we start in the East. Ohio State makes it to the Sweet 16. Kentucky, Syracuse, and Washington. Washington will beat North Carolina. That's how that happens. And then in the West, Duke, Texas, UConn, and San Diego State. Going over to the Southwest, Kansas, Louisville, USC, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Utah State, Gonzaga, and Florida. And as we go now to the Elite Eight, Ohio State plays Kentucky. I give Kentucky the win there. That's a little bit of an upset. But, you got to make some moves in this thing or else, everyone's going to win. Syracuse
right.
and Washington. Syracuse beats Washington. Duke and Texas. I have Duke going all the way. UConn and San Diego State. I advance UConn there. And then I have UConn losing to Duke and Duke actually going to the Final Four. I have Kentucky playing Syracuse. I have Kentucky winning that game, going to the Final Four. On the other side, Kansas plays Notre Dame. I have Kansas advancing all the way, an easy trip for them. And I've got USC and Notre Dame. I've got Notre Dame advancing, and then I've got, like I said, Kansas beating them. They get to the Final Four. Pittsburgh beats Utah State. Florida beats Gonzaga. Florida beats Pittsburgh. My Final Four is Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, and Florida. I think the championship game, like I said, is a throwback establishment game. Duke versus Kansas. Duke, the favorites, win it this year. Everybody thinks the parity is going to create a situation where Duke can be upset, but I think it's the opposite. Without any real superstars, the focus goes back to the coaching, goes back to the team, to the establishment. I think Duke is the favorite here for a reason. They win this thing.
Coach K, like he needs some more wins.
It's all he knows how to do. And there is no Fab Five, and there is no UNLV to take him down. And everyone watched the HBO special that was on, and with the old UNLV team. There is no team like that out there with multiple superstars like that. And that's why Coach K gets it done once again.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember, I was thinking about this the other day, Steve, thinking about Duke when he was offered the Lakers job the first time Phil Jackson left, and boy, he turned it down. Smart man, because he owns Duke and he owns North Carolina. I think people love him.
Couldn't that only ruin his legacy? If he goes to the Lakers and wins, well, everyone expects that.
Right.
If he goes and loses, now he's remembered as the guy that lost rather than the most successful coach in college basketball history, certainly in our time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Same thing with Pat Riley now in the Heat. Everyone's wondering if Pat Riley comes back to coach the Heat. Not a chance. Why would he come back to coach when it can do nothing but ruin his legacy? His legacy is a winner right now. He's winning championships. He comes back and wins. That's par for the course. He comes back and loses. That's the last thing everybody remembers.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Always fun. Hey, people want to check out the website. Where do they go?
Go to picknation.com. They can get an all-access pass, take advantage of that day of the tournament, and they'll get every single play from every single handicapper on our site for free. It's a great way to take advantage of that and build your bankroll in the beginning of the tournament so we stay alive and pound them in the end.
Sweet. Steve-O, always fun to chat with you. Thanks. We appreciate the breakdown.
Duke of Earl.
I love it. Duke, baby. The man has spoken. The Buddha has spoken. Thanks. Enjoy Vegas.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Ah, yes, indeed. Coming up, though, we've got to re-rack the headlines. We're going to talk more, sadly, about some already results that are in, asking you the question at the top of the hour here on ATN. Nukes, should we push forward with nuclear power in this country, or is what happened in Japan a warning?
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
2012 is fast approaching. A shift is coming. Time is folding upon itself, and the world around us is accelerating. Join wisdom teacher Sriram Ka and angelic oracle Kira Ra for 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net each week as they guide us through this journey to enlightenment and abundant living. Learn the power of living unconditionally, growing into God, consciousness, and living with self-ascension. Let go of the chaos. Tune in to 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net.
Here's a smart way to feed your family better food at lower cost and have more fun doing it. Just go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Hobie's Outdoor Adventures. Hobie discusses inexpensive hunting and fishing trips using fascinating and sometimes startling techniques to provide for your family. You'll even get recipes and cooking tips, as well as advice on hunting tools. So listen each week to a new episode of Hobie's Outdoor Adventures on WebTalkRadio.net for a fun and smart approach to outdoor radio.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
What race can take up to 2 weeks to complete with 16 dogs pulling their weight? Find out next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race has officially been around since 73, where a man and his pack of 14 to 16 dogs trek 1,150 miles from Anchorage, Alaska to Nome. Teams race through blizzard conditions at times and sub-zero temps. Harsh weather isn't the only thing that the teams deal with. The trail isn't a picnic either. It runs through a rough landscape of frozen tundra, spruce forests, hills, mountain passes, and across rivers. The Iditarod is extremely popular in Alaska. To field a team, it can cost up to $40,000 to train, feed, house, and handle the dogs. This is a year for a new record that was set with John Baker crossing the finish line in 8 days, 19 hours, and 46 minutes. He's the first Alaskan musher to win since 76. For winning, he takes home over $50,000 and a new truck. The lead dogs get the golden harness with all the treats they can eat. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Thank you.
what's happened in Japan has spurred on the conversation about how bad could it get here with the nuclear power plants we already have, and should we continue down the path of pursuing nuclear energy? Well, when was the last time we had a nuclear power plant built? There's the answer to that question. And what do you think people are going to say as a result of what's happened in Japan? Not surprisingly, the way this fabulous audience is here on America Tonight, right away, boom, I've gotten seven emails, seven in a very short amount of time. That's why I think that's pretty huge. And of the seven emails, only two people are saying down with the nukes. And that would be Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, surprisingly, I say no to nuclear power. It scared the bejesus out of me what's happened in Japan. There has to be other alternatives. Certainly, we've talked about them before, even on your show many, many times. I wouldn't want the risk on my back. All right, interesting. Here's another one, and this one is from Howard, who's listening to us in Connecticut. Hello, Kate. This is only the second time I've ever emailed your show, but I do listen when I can from time to time. I thoroughly enjoy it. I have to say, I don't think we should pursue nuclear power plants. Look, for goodness sake, what has happened to those poor people in Japan? Who knows how bad the damage will be with the radiation, cancer in the future, etc. There's just a lot of question marks. I don't want to live with those question marks. We already have too many in our lives. Well said. I mean, yes, there are a lot of question marks that are in our lives hanging around. So how risky is it is a fair thing to talk about. How risky is it for us? Well, we know that accidents can happen in all kinds of forms of plants and things that we deal with already. But let's forget about that and trying to compare different forms of accidents, different things that can happen at all kinds of energy facilities and whatever. Let's just take it from the nuclear point of view. I used to live near a nuclear power plant for 4 years. Diablo Canyon near San Luis Obispo, California. In fact, one of my very good friends works at the nuclear power plant. A guy that we used to pal around all the time when I lived in California, Ron Greeley. You'll probably kill me for saying his name. But Ron felt that it was very, very safe at Diablo Canyon and said with all the checks and balances and systems in place and all that other stuff, they were constantly in motion of eyeballing everything that happened there. Now, what's interesting about Diablo Canyon is the plant is right there on the shoreline. So think about California. Think about an earthquake, a fault, a meltdown. Would that cause a meltdown? What they're saying, what they've always said at Diablo, because there have been protests there. In fact, Martin Sheen chained himself to the fence at Diablo. They've had protests and stuff there. The company, and what is the company going to say? But the company's always said that the reactors are strong, that they're designed that they can withstand the earthquake if there was ever a big earthquake. But you can bet, and I've already heard this, that the people living near Diablo are pounding any official connected to the plant, anybody that will listen to them, about the safety, and they're demanding a public hearing. They're demanding a public hearing. Because here's the thing. In 2008, they discovered an unknown earthquake fault less than a half mile off the shore from that power plant. Like I said, I lived very close to the power plant. I would have been within the radius. If that 19-mile circle, let's say, if there was a meltdown there, boom, I would have been right in the heart of that. The entire time I lived, most of the time, I won't say the entire time, but most of the time that I lived in California. And I know from the people working there what they were told and the checks and balances and all that stuff. But checks and balances, you can throw that out the window, for goodness sake, if there is a major fault line and if there is a huge earthquake. So the talk is PG&E has earthquake risk management program. And what they say is there might be faults out there, but it would be what they call low slip rate faults. So does that answer your question? We have low slip rate faults. Oh, that makes me feel good. It means that they're less dangerous, or say they're not as critical as what happened in Japan. Now, Diablo Canyon is 26 years old. When I lived there, you know, what was it, maybe a decade ago? It was about a decade ago. So the people are being pounded with questions, and they should be pounded with questions. Now, here's the deal. The NRC is looking at applications for 19 new reactors in this country. Most of the new plants are actually going to be built where reactors already are, where they already exist, if they get the approval. None, by the way, are for California because they've got a moratorium on new nuclear power. The president is proposing expanding nuclear power in the U.S. Why? Green energy. That's a big green deal. In fact, the president actually used Japan's push toward nuclear energy at a meeting a couple of years ago, one of the town hall meetings back in 2009. And in fact, the quote was, Japan and France do it. They don't have greenhouse gas emissions, not very much, so wouldn't it be stupid for us not to do that in a much more effective way? So far, and we've told you that because we have our Washington insiders who give us the skinny on what's coming down from the White House. They're in the room at the briefings. The White House is not backing away from nuclear energy, saying they're going to continue to try to diversify, think of other energy supplies, that kind of stuff. And Republicans are backing nuclear energy in Congress, they're, of course, because the thought is, look, if you want to compete with China, that's what China's doing. France is hands down already way ahead of everybody. They're there. That's their electricity. It's coming from nuclear power, period, end of story. So if we're looking at nuclear power plants, and in fact in this comprehensive energy bill, 200 new nuclear power plants by 2040, and there are 50 sponsors, including a rising star in the Republican Party, House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Now you've got this disaster. Does that quell the conversation? I don't think so, because you point to the rarity of it. You point to the rarity of that happening. What are the odds? What are the odds? I think there are going to be a lot of people that still make the case for nuclear power in the long run. I would have to say I'm on board with nuclear power. Just make sure you look at every possible scenario and make it as safe as possible. Any more thoughts? Send them to me at americatonight.net.